Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I hope you're having a great time listening to these episodes and the nuggets and the new ideas and revelations that I share with you every single day. Today, I want to talk to you about getting over a breakup without closure. And that's an interesting one to talk about because when I think back, about my own experience with a breakup. I remember that, oh my God, like I had a huge list of questions that I wanted him, my ex, to answer me. I was like, why did he do that? Why did he do this? What, like, why did he leave? What, like, a long list. Of questions. Why didn't he take the time to call and explain? Why didn't we sit down and talk about it? Like, why can't we work it out? Like, all of these questions. And when the relationship ended up, I still had more questions. And I remember when I was talking to my therapist, like, later on after that, and she and I told her I can't get over the questions that I have every day in my head. They're just like pouring out of me, like there are questions constantly just running through my head and they cannot seem to leave me. I feel so much need to get him and to talk to him because I wanted him to answer my questions, like, why is he doing that? And I remember the therapist said, well, first of all, it's okay to have questions. And second, just don't expect them to get answered. Do not expect them to get answered. And I appreciated her, like what she said, but I was like, why do I not expect them to be answered? Why do I not expect them to be answered? I expected them to be answered. I wanted them to be answered. And even though what she said has part of the truth, it's not completely what it turned out to be after going through years and getting to a place where I am today. Now, but first, let me talk to you about why do we need closure? Yes, so we usually need closure because we have, just like I said, long list of questions that we need answered. Yes, now why do we need our questions answered? Because we think that when we have our questions answered, we will be relieved. We'll be relieved and we will accept it and just move on with our lives. Well, let me tell you, that's not true. That is not true. We think, well, first of all, that's a false belief because, and here's why. So we want our questions answered because we feel like when we get the answers, we're going to be relieved. We're going to feel like, oh my God, thank you so much. You answered all my questions. Now I feel so much better, right? That's not the case. I promise you, if he came back and you asked him all the questions that you wanted to ask him, first of all, he's not going to give you the answers you want to hear. We are looking for the answers that we want to hear to get relieved. And if he gave you the answers that you want to hear to get relieved, he wouldn't have left in the first place. He wouldn't have left in the first place. So most likely, he's going to give you answers that you do not want to hear. You don't want to hear these answers. And therefore, when you hear them, the first thing that you're going to do is to argue against them. You're not going to just listen. You're going to argue against them because, well, first of all, you expected something different. And then second, the answers that he gave you make you feel bad and you don't want to face the truth. You don't want to feel bad, so you argue against it, right? So you argue against it, and there, here we go, we have another fight. Yes, and you wonder why he didn't show up to answer all of your questions. Because he knew that it was going to turn into a fight. He knew it was going to turn into a fight. Yes, he knew it was going to turn into a fight. That's why he didn't show up to answer your questions. Yes. So we think that we want to ask the questions and we want the questions answered. A, we think that we can convince him to stay. So if he shows up and answers the questions, we think that we can convince him to stay. And that's how we would be happy again. Yeah. So like, first of all, if he gives me the answers I want to hear, then that's fantastic. That means that he can stay. If he doesn't give me the answers I want to hear, A, I can argue against it, or I can try to convince. So I would argue against it because I'm trying to convince him to stay. And that's how I get to be happy. Yes. So again, you are going in such a big circle to come back to, because you want to feel better. You want to feel better. You want to get rid of the pain that you're currently feeling. Yes. Now, I'm here to tell you this. You don't get relief from outside. You only get it from inside. Again, you don't get relief from the outside. You only get it from the inside. You don't get relief from the outside. You only get it from the inside. What does that mean? You don't get relief when he shows up and answers your questions. You get relief from you listening to your heart, listening to your soul and what they have been telling you probably for a long time. Yes. Accepting what happened, appreciate it, and do your best to learn from it, and then move on with your life. Your honesty and sincerity in looking for the truth and surrendering to it, yes, will get you all the answers and relief you need, not your ex. Your honesty and your sincerity. Yes. First of all, you're honest with yourself. You ask a question and you give yourself the true answer. You don't sugarcoat it. You don't pretend. You don't blame others. You take responsibility and you dig in. You find out like what's going on here. And I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. It is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it and life would be good. Yes. So life can be good when you show up to yourself and take responsibility and do what you know you need to do. So your honesty and your sincerity in looking for and surrendering to your truth will get you all the answers and the relief that you need. Right now, I can look back and I can answer every single question that I had in my mind. Every single one of them. Yes? Why? Because right now, I'm standing firm in my truth. Do I have challenges? Absolutely. Do I feel bad sometimes? Yep, for a very short amount of time. Yes? But because I'm standing firmly in my truth, I did the work, I showed up to myself, I can look back and I can answer all of the questions. Clarity. There is, you ladies, listen to me, there is an amazing, it's just amazing. There's so much richness and wisdom that comes from being honest with yourself and willing to look at your fears in the face. Yes, showing up for yourself and getting clear on who you are, what are you, and what you stand for in life. From that clarity, yes, when you're standing firmly in your truth, you become clear and you seek no answers from anybody else. You seek all the answers from deep within. Yes. From the intelligence, from God, from you call whatever you want to call it. Yes, that is breathing life into your body. That's how you get the truth. That's where you get the answers and the clarity and the relief and the truth. Every great and amazing thing you seek comes from that place, not from your ex. So my invitation to you today is to stop waiting for closure. It ain't gonna happen. Stop waiting for closure. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. You're hoping for something that's not gonna happen. And even if it happened, it's not gonna bring you the amount of relief that you think is going to get you. It is not. I'm here to tell you that. It's not going to get you the relief you think it bears. Only you can do the relief for yourself. And because of that, because I want you to get the relief, because I want you to get to your truth, because I want you to get the clarity, because I want you to reconnect the truest to the truest part that lives within you, that is actually the essence of who you are, that's why I designed the 5-day challenge, From Breakup to Break Free. That's the main reason I designed this challenge, From Breakup to Break Free. Yes, it's going to be from June 25th to June 29th. And for 5 days in a row, I'm going to show up to the Facebook group. And I'm going to share with you for an hour every single day. Yes, like minimum an hour every single day. And I'm going to share with you all of the things that I learned. Like, I'm going to share with you so much, you ladies. There's so much to share with you. The skills, the answers, the ideas, the revelations, like the things that I did that got me from being depressed and suicidal to where I am today, standing here talking to you, feeling so much appreciation, so much joy that I can't help but to want to share it. I cannot help but to want to share it. My heart goes out for any of you beautiful ladies who's going through this pain and continue to struggle. I'm here to tell you, you can get yourself out of that place to the best life that you've ever dreamed of. How? By showing up to yourself and doing the work. And that's exactly what we're going to do during these 5-day challenge. And all you need to do to join the challenge is to click the link that you can find in the description of this episode, or you can go to Facebook and type in the search bar, From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. Click join the group. I'm going to let you in, welcome you, celebrate you. It's a community of amazing, beautiful ladies who are supporting each other during this challenging time. I mean, especially during COVID and everything that's crazy going up in the world. The thing that we need the most right now is a community. And that's why I designed this challenge. So all you need to do, just go hit the link that you can find in the description of this episode, or you can go to Facebook and type From Breakup to Break Free Challenge. Join the group. I'm going to welcome you there. So happy, so excited. And I cannot wait to share so many things with you. Just go there, hit the link now in the description, or go to Facebook and type From Breakup to Break Free. I cannot wait to see you. Save it on your calendar. It's going to be from the 25th to 29th of June, every day for 1 hour inside the Facebook group. I can't wait to see you there. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. And until I talk to you in our next episode, bye for now.